Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning, and here we go on an inquisitive journey asking, where do bugs go in winter? Proverbs 6:6. Consider the ant, consider its ways, and be wise. Bugs, insects, worms, spiders, and ants are part of God's creation week and are very, very important to our earth. God created them for many important jobs. Listen as I continue to read Proverbs 6:6. It has no commander, no overseer, or ruler, yet ants store their provisions in summer and gather its food at harvest. The insect world and all bugs are very helpful to us. Bees give us honey, pollinate plants so they'll bloom. Ants work, have many different jobs that each type was created for, including being a soldier, worker, or nursery ant tending to the eggs. Ants are constantly breaking up earth or dirt by making tunnels and opening up air into our ground. Many adult bugs die before winter, yet lay eggs so the young ones arrive in spring. But God has amazing ways that bugs survive, especially a cold Avery County one. Praying mantis, a bug you might miss on a bush because it looks just like the stem of the plant, lays its eggs in foam and has created on a stem that survives throughout the winter. Honeybees huddle together and hibernate. They do wake up and vibrate their wings to get warm if it gets too cold outside the hive. Nymphs, babies of stoneflies, mayflies, and dragonflies, live beneath the ice and emerge as adults in the spring. Moths and beetles lay their eggs in the rough tree bark or under leaf litter. God is the creator of all living things, and he loves his bugs. Butterflies can hibernate as caterpillars and emerge from their cocoons in the spring, or like monarchs, migrate to warmer climates such as Mexico. The pollinators help plants in their ability to create new plants. The ones that live beneath the soil help break it up for plants and other animals so they can get air to live. Almost all bugs are food for some other animal, and bugs adapt to their environment, their surroundings, the way God intended them to. Just like all animals, God created them for his purpose all around the world. The only continent without bugs is Antarctica, because it is too cold for them to live there. Bugs have been a part of the earth since the first week of creation. We need them and they need us. Bugs in winter, some die after laying eggs, and some survive for spring. Thank you, Jesus, for your bugs. Thank you for winter. Both gifts from you for us. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.